I'm here with Dennis Shepherd. He's general counsel for the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs. And in the past few years, he's developed a specialty, if you will, in helping veterans correct or upgrade their discharge status. Dennis, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
So tell us, if you will, how do veterans end up with an inaccurate discharge status?
Well, of course, most veterans already know the most important document they leave the service with is the DD Form 214, and that's their record. That includes their service characterization, honorable, general, or lower, and also their awards and decorations. And many times when they leave the service, they don't check that form, and it becomes a burden on them when they have mistakes on that form, especially if the mistakes omit where they were, Vietnam, for example, what awards they were due, Vietnam awards, Afghanistan awards, things like that. And over the past few years, I've tried to help veterans in the cases of correcting those records, in the cases of upgrading discharges, for example, by filing appeals to one of the two types of service review boards.
And why wouldn't a veteran check these papers or know to check these papers as soon as they're out of service?
Well, in one case, it's because of bad information. And I remember I'm a veteran myself. I was an officer, and I was also an enlisted troop. And we're told as we get out of the service different things by different first sergeants, by different commanders. And in many cases that I've run across, a veteran is told, don't worry about it. You have a bad discharge, but it's automatically upgraded in 6 months. That is completely false. So they leave the service really with bad information. Not everyone, not a whole lot, but enough that had they checked their DD Form 214, had they checked into the rules of upgrading discharges, they would know the truth. And it's when they come into my office that I try to explain those things to them.
And when do they find out that they have this issue, that their status is incorrect or inaccurate?
The biggest category of veterans that discover that they had a problem with their exit from the military service is when they go to the VA, to the medical centers, and attempt to get benefits, health care, or they try to get disability ratings through the VA, pensions through the services, and they find out they're not eligible because they didn't serve long enough, or because their service characterization was too low. It was under honorable conditions discharge. In other words, it was either an under than honorable conditions discharge, the third lowest, or it was a punitive discharge from a court-martial. When they find out that they can't get their benefits, that's when they come asking how to do this and get it corrected.
How can they be discharged in this way and then have those taken back and upgraded and corrected? What kind of circumstances would they be in for that to happen?
Well, if they've been out of the service for 15 years or less, there's an application that they can fill out. It's called the DD Form 293, and that goes to the Service Discharge Review Board. And that application will help them upgrade or help them correct something that's a mistake on their DD Form 214. If they've been out of the service for past 15 years, there's something called the DD Form 149. That goes to the Correction of Military Records Board, a completely different board, and they help correct errors and they consider upgrading discharges. But the reasons vary. I mean, you can have somebody who suffered from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder from combat. And because of that, they can't conform their conduct to the military. And they get out of the service with a discharge that's bad. When I see those cases, I try very hard to help those veterans show that their misconduct in the service was directly related to post-traumatic stress disorder. There are mistakes about sexual orientation on DD Form 214s. I've seen homosexual misconduct placed on a DD Form 214, and I've had it erased through this application process. There are some women and some men who suffered from military sexual trauma. And because of that, they get a bad discharge because they can't conform their conduct to military regulations after they've been assaulted, because that lives with them. And I've helped people like that go through the application process. Many reasons, and they should always look for help when they think they qualify for an upgrade or for a correction of their military record.
There is sometimes a real stigma that comes with having a low discharge status, dishonorable or whatever it may be. Do the veterans that you help, do they report after getting this corrected or upgraded that has been lifted, that there is some relief for them in that way?
You would never believe what a burden it takes off of their mind. I'll give you one example. I had a Vietnam veteran, and we were able to upgrade his discharge. He'd been AWOL, absent without leave from his unit, for something like 9 months. And we were able to get his discharge upgraded to an honorable discharge. Prior to that, he had not voted for decades. He thought that a bad discharge meant he could not vote. And when it was upgraded, not only did he have that stigma removed, he was now entitled to VA benefits. Another example, also a Vietnam veteran, we were able to upgrade that person's discharge, not only qualified for VA health care, but was able to get a retro benefit, meaning back pay for the years that he was still entitled to it, of about $120,000. So yes, the burden is lifted greatly for these veterans who for years were walking around with a bad discharge.
We've mentioned Vietnam veterans and others. Are you seeing younger veterans who are finding the same issues with their paperwork?
Yes, I am. A couple of cases come to mind. One was an Afghan veteran, a veteran from the Afghan War. Another was from the Iraqi War. One of them actually had a mental breakdown, and it wasn't a mental breakdown that was due to himself. It was due to the service putting too much pressure on him, and we were able to upgrade his discharge. The other one today is a marine biologist, but had that stigma of a bad discharge, and we're able to apply, and we're hopeful that that person will get a good discharge. So it kind of goes across the board. There are many reasons for upgrading, many reasons for correcting. For example, I had a young man who did not have the Vietnam Service Award on his DD Form 214, we were able to get that corrected. But you're absolutely right. Yes, we do get Vietnam veterans to help, but by and large, today we're dealing with this new generation of those who serve our country, put their life on the line in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria, and they come out with a bad discharge because of mental illness caused by the combat itself.
What would you say to a veteran who is leaving service now or close to that time as far as making sure this paperwork and everything else is in order?
Well, it's kind of hard to counsel that person because, as I said, there are a number of reasons why somebody doesn't really care or doesn't really know what the rules are. And if they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or from traumatic brain injury, or from military sexual trauma, they may not listen to my advice, but I do advise every military member exiting the service to make sure their record is as correct as they possibly can get it. And if they feel that that record as they exited was not correct, they should contact me or they should contact one of our many field benefit reps, representatives around the Commonwealth, and we will help that person.
If anybody needs any information or they have any questions about this whole process, how can they find out more?
Well, I would advise them to go to our website. It's veterans.ky.gov, G-O-V. And on that website, if you click on benefits, you'll have a guide to all of our benefit representatives around the state, and you can find the one closest to you where you live. In addition to that, I would say our main number in our headquarters where I work is 502-564-9203.
Dennis Shepherd, General Counsel for the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, thanks so much for being with us today.
Sure. Anytime.